Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and in this week's podcast episode, we are going to talk about Facebook Marketplace. I have seen so many people all across social media talking about how much they love Facebook Marketplace from the buyer's perspective, but I kind of want to focus this episode on the seller's perspective. Facebook Marketplace can be a game changer for all of you resellers out there, and if you aren't on the platform, you should definitely try it out. In this week's podcast, we are going to talk about how to get started on Facebook Marketplace, why you should get started on Facebook Marketplace, and how to optimize your experience on there. Lastly, I do want to talk about the thrifting aspect of this, as always. So we're going to conclude this episode talking a little bit about the buyer's perspective and how you can find some of the best deals on Facebook Marketplace. So if you are interested in learning more about Facebook Marketplace as a beginner, I am so excited to jump into this week's podcast episode. If you are interested in learning more, just keep on listening.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
According to leadsbridge.com, Facebook Marketplace was introduced in October of 2016 as an online space where users can buy and sell new and used products locally. As of 2022, Facebook Marketplace has extended its availability to 222 countries, independent regions, and territories, allowing eligible users to buy and sell products. Originally, when Facebook Marketplace first started out, you had to organize a porch pickup between the buyer and the seller. But now Facebook Marketplace allows the sellers to have a shipping option so they can offer their product to people located nationwide. That is the game-changing aspect about Facebook Marketplace, is that you can reach so many people on this platform. Facebook is one of the most, if not the most used social media platform there is. And with that being said, I'm going to give you guys some statistics from Capital One Shopping Research that came out in September 18th of 2023. So this is very relevant to right now. The number of monthly Facebook Marketplace online users is equivalent to about 40% of Facebook's 3 billion monthly active users. An estimated 485 million, or 16% of active users, log into Facebook for the sole purpose of shopping on Facebook Marketplace. And lastly, a monthly average of 250 million sellers use Facebook Marketplace. That is a lot of people. I have seen so many different TikToks. I have seen so many different videos where a lot of people are talking about how they decorate their apartment with Facebook Marketplace things. Their whole style comes from Facebook Marketplace, and that cannot be understated. Facebook Marketplace is a huge platform because of the platform it is located on. Facebook itself is a platform where a lot of people use it to interact with their friends or be with part of groups. They even use it as a dating service now, which is very interesting to me. So with that being said, having a Facebook Marketplace platform account set up can be a game changer for your business. So many more people use Facebook than they do Poshmark or Depop or Curtsy combined. So if you can get more eyes on your listings and on your products, that is only going to be a win in the reseller world. I have used Facebook Marketplace for a long time. My family and I used it for our small business when we were still a brick and mortar. And we used the both local feature and the nationwide shipping feature, both of them prove to be game changers for us. And that's why I feel like Facebook Marketplace is still as relevant today as it was even back then. With Facebook Marketplace, all you need to do is make sure you have a account on Facebook set up. You can either go the personal approach. If you already have a Facebook, a personal Facebook, you can go ahead and get started by the desktop or on the app by clicking the little Facebook Marketplace icon in the middle of your desktop on the top or on the bottom of your app on your phone. But if you wanted to create a personal Facebook specifically for your business, which I personally would recommend, I think that can be a great way for you to make sure that you are taking Facebook Marketplace as serious as possible. When you are shopping on Facebook Marketplace, you have the option to learn more about your seller. And by clicking on their profile, you get to know more about them. And a lot of people use that as a way to see if someone is trustworthy or not on the platform. And if you have a specific Facebook page that will show your potential customers more items that you have available in your closet and that you are a legitimate business that is operated for X amount of years on these different platforms, that is a great way to build your trust on the platform. So if you get started with the business account on your Facebook page, you will be ready to go on your Facebook Marketplace and you can have all of your things together. But then again, if you do go the personal account approach, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, I know as a reseller, you want to hear about the fees. According to JungleScout.com, unlike other e-commerce or reselling marketplaces, Facebook charges zero fees to list your items if you sell them locally. If a customer places an order for shipping, the seller is only charged 5% of the sale price or a flat fee of 40 cents for shipments of $8 or less. That is great in the reselling world. And as I talked about earlier, you are reaching a much bigger audience on Facebook Marketplace. Now, you might be wondering, yeah, I'm talking about all the good things about Facebook Marketplace. However, there are a lot of not so great things about Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace is a competitive site where resellers are competing with non-resellers on the platform. And with that being said, a lot of your items that you would otherwise sell for a pretty penny on some sites, they might not sell for that great of a price on Facebook Marketplace. As I said, you're competing with locals and people who are not resellers whatsoever. So you are trying to keep your price as competitive as possible. On Facebook Marketplace, a lot of people are trying to get rid of their stuff. A lot of people don't fully know the worth of their stuff. So they'll just get rid of it at an affordable and cheap price. And with that being said, as a reseller and you're trying to make a profit on things, Facebook Marketplace can pose as a challenge because a lot of the buyers on there are looking for a great deal that if they can't get it from you, they will turn around and get it from someone else. So Facebook Marketplace is definitely a competitive platform where you have to be very competitive with your prices. And that being said, I don't know if I would recommend selling top brands like Lululemon or Urban Outfitters or more expensive things like that if you want to sell them at an appropriate price that you would typically sell them for on Poshmark or Depop or Curtsy, stuff like that. But that's not to say it won't hurt to try. All I'm saying is that a lot of people are looking for deals on Facebook Marketplace, so it might be harder for you to stay competitive if you don't offer a reasonable price on all of your items, no matter how new or how great in quality, whatever it is. Just going on Facebook Marketplace and scrolling through, you can see that a lot of the stuff on there is cheaper because a lot of people on there are not resellers. That can benefit you on another hand where you're on Poshmark and you're competing with a lot of resellers and a lot of people who know how to accurately price their items. So you have that competition on Poshmark, whereas on Facebook Marketplace, you won't have that reseller competition. And if you build up your shop and prove that your quality is nice, your packaging is nice, that can benefit you. There are so many different benefits to being on an all reseller platform like Poshmark or being on a local type of pushing platform where a lot of people are trying to get rid of things locally rather than nationally. So either way, I think it will only benefit you to try out Facebook Marketplace, but whether you do good on there is not guaranteed. I have had moments where I thought something would immediately sell on Facebook Marketplace and it did not. Maybe it's because I didn't use the business approach that I recommended to you guys earlier of having it on a business Facebook page and I used it on my personal account. Or maybe it's just the fact that certain things don't sell as well on Facebook Marketplace as it would on Curtsy or Depop. But nonetheless, Facebook Marketplace is still a great platform to use. After talking about all the things you should be worried about it, I do want to flip a little bit and talk about my personal success on Facebook Marketplace. I got started on Facebook Marketplace about 2016, I would say, with my family's business. Before the pandemic kind of took us out, we had a brick and mortar in a small town, and we would use Facebook Marketplace both locally and nationally to sell our items. We had a formal wear business, so we had a lot of prom dresses and wedding dresses, and Facebook Marketplace was actually such a great site for getting out all of our dresses. And we ended up selling a lot of dresses on the platform. We opened it up originally just to sell locally, and that was a great way of advertising our store and also getting people just to come to our storefront who might not have known about our business locally. And then when we officially turned to nationwide shipping on Facebook Marketplace, we honestly went through quite a bit of a boom. Like, we were selling really well on Facebook Marketplace, so that was just absolutely great. And it was a great way of just getting our name out there, getting more people to follow our Facebook page, and to support our shop. We used Facebook Marketplace a lot, and when our business was closing during the pandemic, we turned to Facebook Marketplace to do quick little clear outs to get rid of the inventory of the store before we closed our doors. And that was a great way to get rid of things quickly and in a timely manner, because we were on a deadline trying to get everything out of the store. And Facebook Marketplace was honestly our saving grace of just getting things out quickly and getting people to come into our store, find all of our things that we wanted to get out at a reasonable price and selling it really fast. That is a way that I think Facebook Marketplace is very beneficial, is using it as a clear out tactic. I know you guys as resellers specifically have a lot of dead pile items, things that you maybe have never listed or things that you have had listed for years and they just aren't selling. Try Facebook Marketplace. As I said earlier, you are reaching a much larger audience on Facebook Marketplace than you would be on Depop or on Curtsy or even on Poshmark. So if you have been trying to sell something on one of those platforms and you just can't seem to get rid of it, I think that's when it's perfect to turn to Facebook Marketplace. Use Facebook Marketplace as a way to empty out things, to get rid of items, whether it be personal or professional. You can also use your Facebook Marketplace to get rid of furniture. People use it to get rid of cars, to lease out and rent out apartments and homes and stuff like that. Facebook Marketplace can be used for so many things that you could honestly never imagine trying to sell on Poshmark. And that's why Facebook Marketplace is a really interesting platform to try to tap into. You can get rid of all of your personal things, and if you wanted to use your business account, No one will even really have to know if you're trying to sell your car, know who you are or what you are doing, whatever. Like, no one has to know, because Facebook Marketplace will only really show you what someone is looking for if they are searching directly on the platform. So when you first sign up for a Facebook Marketplace and you go on the platform, I definitely recommend using a desktop. Desktop, you can see far more items, you have bigger picture, you can adjust by price, location, by whatever people are selling. It is a very great way of navigating Facebook Marketplace, is by using the desktop version of the platform. And when you are looking for something, it will only show up by what you put in the search bar. There's not really, not that I know of, there's not really a type of explore page for you to use that kind of goes with everything. You click on Facebook Marketplace and it shows like today's top picks, but I don't think that really has anything to do with your specific algorithm like Poshmark does. But in a lot of ways, Poshmark is very similar to Facebook Marketplace in that if someone is looking for something, the only way they're going to see your listing is if they directly search for that item or that brand or whatever keyword that they put into the search bar. So when you're scrolling on Facebook Marketplace, you can click on whatever item piques your interest by scrolling down to the seller information. That's where you can click and see what your seller is all about. It gives you a glimpse of their Facebook page. It also gives you a glimpse of the other listings that they currently have up on Facebook Marketplace. And you can check their location if they have it open for local pickup. That is a great way to quickly investigate the type of person that is selling an item to you. And if you are a reseller, how Facebook Marketplace can benefit you. If you are looking to sell on there, you can create a new listing, and they now have the option to create multiple listings at once, which is absolutely great. If you are cross-platforming, if you have multiple platforms going on and you want to cross-platform list, you can do that on Facebook Marketplace. They have little setups that allow you to just drop in the basic information, share your photo, and you can post that as quick as possible. Also, you can just do your single listing with all the information you need. You can also sell vehicles or list a home for sale. By clicking on create a new listing, once you're on Facebook Marketplace, you click item for sale. In the preview box, it'll show how you can add as many photos as you would like. You can now add videos. You can add a title, a price, category, condition, and that is all that's really needed of you. If you decide to sell locally, it'll go ahead and take the location that you have on your Facebook and put that as your local pickup spot, or you can opt to have it shipped. Have your item shipped nationwide. And when you do that, it'll ask for the important details like weight, length, width, height, and how long it'll take you to ship the item, plus USPS, UPS versus FedEx, whichever way you want to ship. But it's such an easy way to sell your items. It doesn't ask for like regular retail price like Poshmark does. It doesn't really ask for colors or details. All of your colors and details should be in your description, and you can make your description as long as you want. That's where you need to have all your important details. You can have more about your condition. You can have if it's new with tags, all that kind of stuff in your description. Another interesting thing about Facebook Marketplace is that you can bid on items per se. There's not necessarily like a bid button like you would see on eBay specifically, but Facebook Marketplace does encourage a healthy communication between the buyer and seller. So a lot of buyers will have the opportunity to message the seller and ask them if they would lower the price, if they would take a certain price, or if they would consider Sometimes people will ask for trades or swaps. If you're not into that thing, you can definitely shut that down. But sometimes people will ask for that. And your communication is so important on Facebook Marketplace. It determines how you do things on there. A lot of people use that in the reviews that they leave for you, whether they like your communication skills or not. And also, it's just a great way for you as a reseller to practice how you communicate with others. So if you don't want to negotiate, if you're not open to that at all, go ahead and put that in your description. But if you are willing to negotiate with your buyers, they will definitely message you on Facebook Marketplace to go over more details and to get more information about how low you would like to go on a price. That's a great part about being a seller and also by being a buyer on Facebook Marketplace is that you can fully negotiate how much you get paid and how much you pay for a product. As I talked about during the intro, Facebook Marketplace is also a great place for buyers. If you are a reseller looking for new inventory, this is such a great platform to use. If you are a thrifting fanatic and you are tired of so many misses at the thrift store, Facebook Marketplace is a great place for you. Facebook Marketplace is fairly cheap with their deals. A lot of people, like I said earlier, don't really know how to price their items, so they're just trying to get rid of it. There's so many vintage items across Facebook Marketplace, and people are just trying to get rid of it for cheap prices. So you can definitely use Facebook Marketplace to your advantage. Facebook Marketplace is also a great place to find out about local businesses near you. I just typed in vintage sweatshirt into the search box on Facebook Marketplace, and I see a couple businesses advertising that they have storefronts near me, and they sell vintage sweatshirts there. That's a great place to see what kind of local shops you have near you as a buyer. And also, as a reseller, if you're trying to get in new inventory, just search through and see what kind of unique items you can find on there and add to your closet. If you are looking to be a thrifty buyer on Facebook Marketplace, just as I was talking about earlier, don't be afraid to negotiate with the seller on the platform. See how low they would be willing to go on some of their prices. If you're wanting to get a deal on a really cool vintage sweatshirt or t-shirt that you know would be great for your customer base, but you don't want to pay the price that the seller is offering, try to be as competitive as possible and see how low they will go. But of course, don't be a lowballer. We all dislike lowballers on Poshmark and on Depop, so don't be the lowballer you dislike. Definitely make sure you're offering them still a fair price, but see if you can get a little bit more of a discount off of your purchase. And Facebook Marketplace is a great place to do that because a lot of these people are just trying to move things out of their personal closet, so they are more than willing to haggle with you and to go back and forth on a price with you because they really just want to get the best deal out of something that was probably taking up space in their closet. So if you are looking to be a thrifty buyer on there, just try to send an offer to a seller if they have something on there. Of course, be respectful, but try to negotiate down to whatever you want your price, your target price to be. There are so many people selling Lululemon on there for reasonable prices, they're selling a lot of brands like Free People on there. They're selling luxury brands on there, and you can negotiate with any and everybody on this platform because everybody's trying to get rid of something. So I definitely think that going to Facebook Marketplace and using that as an online thrift store is so much more beneficial than a lot of these other online thrift stores because it is actually reasonably priced. A lot of this is very cheap on Facebook Marketplace, and you can even get it cheaper because you can actually negotiate with these people because these are individual sellers rather than like how you're on some of these online platforms like Goodwill.com. Goodwill.com is great, but also a lot of the things on there are fairly expensive. So definitely use the opportunity to negotiate your price. Use that as an advantage when trying to buy off of here as both a thrifter and a reseller.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That is all for this week's episode of Thrifting Ain't Easy. I hope you guys learned a lot about Facebook Marketplace and possibly will try out the platform for yourself if you haven't already. I will be back in a couple weeks with another episode. I think I'm going to switch up my calendar, and next week's episode will be a little story time episode about my worst thrifting experiences. I have had quite a few, and I want to share and be very open that not all thrift trips are great trips. So if you are interested in hearing about that, tune into the next episode that will come out in about 2 weeks. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the podcast. I will see you guys soon. Bye.